Hey everyone, it's Joanne.
Hello, this is Rajesh.
Hi Rajesh.
Hey, hi Joanne.
Hi guys, it's Sandra. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hey Sandra.
Where's our star? Is Jeff Wozniak there? Helen, are you on?
It's me, yeah. Hi.
Hi. Sarah Joe?
No. Sarah.
Sarah Matt. All right, anyone else?
Joanne is
Gina.
Here.
And this is
I got
Gina.
Joanne.
Hey.
Gina, hi Gina.
This is Ken.
Hey, Ken.
This is
Sarah.
Hi,
Bill here.
Heard two people.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Jeff.
And
this
is
Jeff.
Sarah Jo.
Hi, Sarah Jo. Jeff, great
and
job.
Bill. Thank you, Ed.
Jeff, so we're going to be having a lab meeting right after this, and the PBS presentation is the first part of the meeting.
Cool.
Rajesh, when you said that, it sounded like such a great idea that we're doing it too.
It's wonderful to expose people to students to that.
Yeah, they did a nice job of including the families and really getting their stories told in more than just a thumbnail, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, is Michael on? Jennifer?
I'm here.
Christy? Claire Coles? Johan? Scott?
Scott's here.
Mike. Who? Scott's there?
Scott, yep.
Mike Study? Gazoo? Masaki?
Yep, sorry, I'm here. Mike Study.
Mike.
Hi, Khalid here.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Hi, Khalid. Sorry, it's noisy.
Oh, hi. Okay, just a few other people. James Reynolds, Dan, Ken Warren, Dale Harold.
He's here. That's me.
Good job, Dale. You guys getting through the weird weather you're having?
It's dampish.
All right, let's give a few more minutes, see if Michael's on. And Christy, Claire Coles, Johan. John Hannigan's on vacation. James Reynolds.
Present.
Hey, James is there?
I am here. Hi, Ed.
And Dan Savage. How about Leah?
I'm here.
And Miguel? All right. Well, I think this is going to be a relatively short call. Just a few things of note, and then maybe we can discuss. Mike Studdy's paper came out this last few weeks, so congratulations, Mike. And that's in Acer. And some of you are authors on that. And then I guess the big news is Jeff Wozniak being on the PBS series on the last two nights. And congratulations to him. I thought it was extremely well done and was very balanced and kind of put things in perspective. So I'm glad to hear that people are sharing it with their labs. And I think it's a real coup for Jeff. We did an outstanding job.
Thank you, Ed. This was triggered, of course, by Tina and Phil's JAMA article, or many of you were on that paper. So that was what triggered their interest initially. And I think, like many, they were surprised by what they learned about FASD. So I think it's gotten some good traction. I just checked this morning, and there are 82,000 views on the Facebook video on the PBS website. So it's definitely getting some views, which is nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, they said it was their most popular story of the night.
And, oh, cool.
So I think that's really very good.
How do we get that story out to others? Or do we have any plans to forward it on? I mean, we sent it here internally at NIAAA, and so our press office is going to take a look at it. But, you know, I don't know, Jeff, do you have plans, or the university has plans to
The university has posted it. We put it on the FASD SG Facebook page, so that's going to be shared. MOFAS is sharing it with all of their networks. I don't know if the university is going to share it beyond, but typically they have a couple of different news collection things that come out every week, and those kind of go out to various other sources. So it's possible it could get picked up by, you know, other press along the way. But since it's a story, I'm not sure that other press is going to necessarily repeat it. It's not necessarily news. It's more of a story. But I think, yeah, distributing it amongst all of our networks is a good start.
Well, so Jeff, I just forwarded it to the FASD Executive Committee with a request to share it with the listserv. So if you want to like write a blurb or anything to go with it, otherwise we can just share the link. It's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, I would just share the links and, yeah.
There's no one on from NOFAS, but I'm sure that they would put up a link, and I think Jen, you should put one up.
Yeah, we already it's already been requested by our web guy to put it up. So.
Yeah. Hi, Ed. This is Tom. I'm actually just joining the line. Sorry, a few minutes late. And again, as everyone has said, what a terrific piece. I think getting a piece like that on the air is the real hard work. So Jeff, great work with that. And yes, we're circulating it through our affiliate and other partners, and we also have a list of about, you know, about 30, 35 reporters and editors, and we're using it to sort of pitch them, go back at them and say, hey, look at this. This is some coverage from this week. That's getting a lot of attention. You know, you ought to take a look at this and consider a story as well.
Cool.
All right. Well, I hope it keeps its traction. It certainly got quite a bit so far, and I hope it keeps it, and we'll see where it goes. There seems to be a growing interest again in fetal alcohol. I don't know why. I just did something for the Society of Neuroscience about Ask an Expert for their web site on the brain. Unfortunately, they have cut it to shreds to make it readable at a fifth grade level, so... I'm not sure. It'll be interesting to see how it comes out. Alright. The next thing, I guess, is the CFAS half-day presentation at the Vancouver meeting. We've talked to the groups there about it, and we've made some modifications, but everyone who was initially in there is still going to be in there. We're trying to figure out the session lengths and how much time people will get. So there are going to be relatively brief talks with 15 minutes probably, and then 5 minutes of questioning. And they have to have the questioning in order to get the accreditation for continuing it. So Michael and I will be in touch with you about that. Michael's not on that I know of.
No, I'm on, Ed.
Okay, so Michael, you and I are going to probably, or you will be taking the lead on letting people know what they're going to probably be asked to do and go from there?
Yes, we'll do.
And how is your recovery coming?
Very good, thank you. Haven't had a drop to drink.
But are you still in New Hampshire?
No, I'm back in Boston, thanks.
Michael broke his hip.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah, I was, I had a choice of hitting a car or veering off a bike path and decided not to hit the car, so it was a good choice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a good choice, but yeah, that's not a pleasant thing. Mm. So the CFAST thing, and what we are requesting, although Bill, maybe you have more input into it now, is I'm writing an R13 grant for travel support for that meeting, primarily for young investigators. So if you have postdocs or students on CFAS, doing CFAS projects or any fetal alcohol projects, you might want to consider having them submit something to the Vancouver meeting in March. We will not know about funding until relatively soon, up before the meeting, so I can't make any promises. But hopefully it we'll be allowed to submit it. We were late, and that's my fault. But hopefully we'll get it in, and it'll be approved and be able to fund U.S. young investigators and some individuals who might not otherwise be able to attend this meeting. As many of you have already been there, you know it's a great meeting, and I know Bill is working to see what he can do to push it along.
So, Ed, you might not have received the email yet, but it looks like the pre-approval process is complete, and so you're allowed to submit it.
Oh, okay, because I got a form email from Abe this morning. And
yeah, so I think you just have to fill it.
Yeah, that was technical, and we were a little late. I dropped the ball. So, we're going to get it done. We're working on it, and we will get it in. And I want to thank Joanne for volunteering to help or being drafted to help.
Happy to help.
In this endeavor, and hopefully we can get a great attendance there representing CFAS. The only other thing at the ISPR meeting, our symposium there is going on, and hopefully, even though Michael can't attend anymore, I'm going to try to cover his intro. And, Michael, if there's any pictures or anything you want me to show, send them along.
Will do, but I think, you know, it's a sort of tightly integrated part of CFAST, and I think that the talks that are going to be there won't really need a whole lot of introduction because they're going to weave together well.
Okay. And I got to congratulate James Reynolds. James Reynolds is now the director, I'm not sure of the title, but he's now doing the Kids Health Network in Canada. Dan Goldowitz stepped down, and James was appointed the head of that. So congratulations, James.
Well, thanks, Ed. Hopefully that doesn't turn out to be a mistake on everybody's part.
I'm sure you'll do a great job. I hope you can continue with us, though, as well.
Yes, I fully intend to. I think, actually, this probably offers an even greater opportunity to look for collaboration across the two networks.
Yeah, John was going to talk about some things today, but he's on vacation. So that one of the reasons this meeting will be short. The other items were that we had planned on was that Tatiana was going to update the group on shared resources and a consent review and the Central Repository Committee. But Tatiana is also on vacation. So we're going to have to wait on that till next month's call. We have to discuss when you would like to have the next face-to-face meeting. Mid-budget year is early December. So I'm open to suggestions about when we have to have our face-to-face mid-year meeting.
Ed, one possibility, I don't know how many people will attend Neuroscience, Society for Neurosciences in San Diego this year in November. So if some reasonable representation of the group is there, it could be attached to that, and then it's in San Diego from your perspective. And from Tina Candle, you have a large group there as well, Sarah. So that's just one thought.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but that's pretty early in...
Well, it's November 8th to 12th. Or...
What was your time? What was your suggested time, Ed?
Early December, but... Certainly a month. That's the mid-year.
I was thinking the Vancouver meeting, but maybe that's too late.
I think if that's not too late, that would be great for all of us in terms of just adding a day.
And getting people to the Vancouver meeting who might not come otherwise.
Well, that's not till March.
That's in March.
San Diego.
The progress reports are due to NIH April 15th. So March might not be a bad time. And we know
I like that idea.
Me too. And
it's cost efficient for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, what do you think of that?
I think with this meeting in years past, when we've attached it to other meetings, attendance was hit or miss. And so I think we would want to have as many people as possible be at the face-to-face meeting. It seemed to work at RSA, and so that was good. We've also talked about doing a webinar online version of the meeting. I think for NIAAA, it's really important to have as many PIs and people there as possible. To really get the most out of it.
I think the face-to-face is so much more powerful since...
Well, we are required, I believe, by the RFA to have one face-to-face meeting and one web meeting.
I see.
Correct. So we definitely have to have a face meeting. Is there anyone on the call who's not going to Vancouver?
Helen's here, yeah, I'm not going.
I know Tatiana's not on the call, but she definitely was talking about going.
Yeah. So I think that would be a good possibility for us to look into. If there's no rule against it, Bill.
One thing to consider, given that meetings have distractions, is to try to come a day early. I think that meeting ends on a Saturday, and it usually ends in the half day. And it's conceivable that we could meet Saturday and people could leave Sunday, or we could get there the day before. I think avoiding the distraction of the meeting is a good idea because the meeting has a lot of potential distractions for people and it's a pretty full agenda. Either to use a Saturday or to book a day before the meeting might work pretty well.
So, Bill, the meeting doesn't end until close to 2, 3 o'clock on the Saturday, and after a long meeting, I think people are tired.
I think we go in a day early.
Yeah.
I think we're better off doing that.
That would make sense.
I mean, did everyone agree that the meeting at RSA was pretty good?
It was great.
It was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I love the sites going by. If we could arrange for those people on this case to come through Vancouver, it'd be great.
And the music.
Well, this hotel is on the water, so that's a possibility. And again, Vancouver's not always the easiest place to get to, but, you know, we could do what we did here is the day before, meet at 3:30 or 3 o'clock and go until 9 and try to do it that way.
That works
pretty
well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Ed, can we survey the group just to get a head count, just to see, you know, how many of us will be there?
On planning.
Well, the only
offline.
And we could, I mean, we could still have people WebEx in as well. I mean, Christy Petranko, you on the phone?
Yes, Claire I'm here. Cole? Yep, I'm here.
And Claire Cole?
I'm on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Johan? And Kathy will probably go, Mitchell. And Sarah Jo will get you there. James will be there. Dan, I don't know about, but... you know, we're only talking maybe trying to get two people to go to a meeting that they're going to have to go to anyway.
Right. I mean, the majority of people do go, so bringing a few extra people in who wouldn't go is much different from everyone traveling.
Yeah.
Everyone traveling to a new meeting.
Yeah. And we get good rates at the hotel. I'm sure they could get us a meeting room.
It's not too late to wait till March?
And it gives everyone a legitimate, I don't think March will be too late because then your progress report's due right after that.
Okay.
So, I forget the dates of the meeting, but it's early in March. Fourth or something?
Six through nine.
Bill, do you have any problems with this, or is it worth pursuing?
Can we? I think it's worth pursuing, but I think Ed, we need to talk offline a little bit. There are a couple other restrictions that I think we need to consider. So, Bill could get a head count, that would be great, and then maybe we can work out some of the details offline.
Yeah, I mean the head count from right now is that everybody who's a PI. We'll be there. We don't know about Johan. We don't know about Dan Savage. John Hannigan. But I think everybody else will be there, right?
Okay.
I don't know if Tom would be available.
Have you guys done all your paperwork? And now I have that question for Mike also.
Done paperwork for what?
The PI, the type of thing, and everything okay on your end?
It never got changed at NIH.
Okay. And
the award was made to Tom. So.
All right. And
so,
Mike?
I'm not sure why that occurred, though. I think the transfer application was processed here. Maybe you can contact us offline and we can figure that out.
Yeah, we didn't talk about that separately.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
And Bill, is the Oxford thing underway or anything?
That's still being reviewed. I'm hoping to know something by beginning of next week.
Okay. As you all know, Peter is retired. As of the end of last month. So, all right. So, Jill is still working on the progress tracking document. They should be available next month. I think we have all the Excel documents all looking like we want them. We just have to convert them to the Google Doc. But Jill's been very busy lately with a lot of other things, and so we'll get those up in the next month or two. All right, so now what we want are, does anyone have any suggestions about future WebEx meetings or people to invite to present WebEx? Anyone hear any exciting data lately that they think would be of interest to CFAP? Okay, then.
It's James. You know, one of our funded projects that's going forward is on the epigenetics in FASD. Would it be worthwhile for me to maybe invite one of the PIs in that project to give a presentation, so generate some more discussion about what we're doing in kids' brain health and where that might complement or overlap with interest in CFAS?
That sounds like a reasonable plan to me. So Jill, write that down. We can't confirm a date yet, but why don't you see if there would be a willingness to do it?
Yep, I'll look into that.
I was also going to add that James had a really interesting poster at RSA on saccadic movements and such, and that's created quite a bit of interest, at least in our neck of the woods. James, would that be something that would be worth talking about too?
Yeah, Rajesh, I'd be happy to do that sometime, particularly now that we also have the EEG data from the same study, which mm-hmm. is fascinating. What that tells us about the pattern of brain activity during the performance of the task, I think it's going to turn out to be very informative.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to have people start to think about perhaps people outside of CPAP who just have an interesting story to tell. All right. So if you have any ideas, let us know. I guess we're getting through the agenda, so... Jill, have I forgotten anything except the updates on the project?
You're doing great. I just want to mention one thing. I'm sure you guys have all noticed the interface for WebEx has changed, but our instructions are still the same. We use the call-in number for calling in, so you just want to hit skip on all the video and audio that WebEx has to offer. And the reason behind that is when you do it online with this many people, it just gets too clunky.
Yeah, I noticed it different. It took a long time to load today, too.
Yeah, they did an update, so it took a while for everyone to get up to speed, and it looks different, but it will work the same for us.
Claire, you're using the audio there. Does it sound all right?
Ed, she can't actually be using the audio because I'm not using the audio as the moderator, so if she is using audio, we can't hear her through the machine because I don't have it activated.
She has a little mic next to her head, so that's why I said that. On my screen, anyway. All right, so further projects. Anyone have any new, exciting, interesting data to share? Boy, oh, boy, it's been a slow summer. Okay. Any comments from the Science Advisory Board?
I think I've already made them.
Sarah Jill?
I have nothing to say. I'm still confused by the new front of this platform, so.
Well, go write your well-written grant. And that's due next week, right?
Don't talk to me about that.
All right. Michael, Simon, do you have any words of wisdom?
No words of wisdom. I'll miss you all in Kyoto.
Well, I hope you recover quickly.
Yes, heal quickly.
Thank you.
Bill? Bill and Dale?
Nothing here.
Okay. Do you want to stay on the line, Bill, and we can chat about things?
Sure.
Ed, for the CPAS face-to-face, if Vancouver is it and it works, I'm happy to be kind of a local contact person on the ground to help organize stuff as needed.
I realized that right from the start. I know okay. I could draft you for that. So
I'm in.
It might be good. I mean, there would be a lot of people from other places there who we might be able to entice to come in and talk to us as well. So,
right.
Depends on the time frame. But, and we'll have to check on what time flights get into Vancouver. It's certainly a lot more difficult getting out of the Vancouver airport than it is getting out of the San Diego airport. So, you know, the timing, you might have to come in the night before.
Yeah.
But sometimes the immigration line can be rather long.
Unless
global access or a nexus pass.
So, especially since we have such good relationships now with Canada.
If you're on crutches, that line goes really fast. They put you on the line. Just a lesson from the last time I was there.
They are very polite, if nothing else.
Yeah, they're very polite.
All right, guys. I guess that's it then. Bill, you can stay on and we can talk about anything. So thank you, everybody, and I will be in touch with you.
Bye-bye.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Okay. Bye, all.
Bye. Thank
bye.
You very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.